What we're talking about is late night, early morning low clouds. With a chance of fall, chance of showers in the afternoon. With variable high cloudiness, gusty winds at times around the corner of Sunset and Alvarado. Yeah, I know, things are tough all over. When the thunderstorms start increasing over the southeast and south central portions of my apartment, I get upset. And a line of thunderstorms was developing in the early morning hours ahead of a slow-moving cold front. Cold blood. With tornado watches issued shortly before noon Sunday for the areas including western region of my mental health. And the northern portion of my ability to deal rationally with my disconcerting, precarious emotional situation. Cold out there. Colder than a ticket taker smile at the Ivor Theater on Saturday night. Flash flood watches cover the southern portion of my disposition. Yeah. There was no severe weather. Welcome,
ladies and gentlemen, to the Wednesday edition of The French Connection. It is the 8th day of March, 2006, and I am your host for this installment of The French Connection. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith. I'm coming to you from central France, and we are having terrible weather outside, ladies and gentlemen. We've been having a very powerful winter over here in France, and we've got 90-kilometer winds outside, which is about 50 mile-an-hour gusts, and things are passing by, and wind is blowing. It's quite a day. But, yeah, there's more of a tempest happening in the world than there is outside my door, ladies and gentlemen. We are trying to inform as many folks out there as possible and get them wrapped around this truth. I'd like to share a couple of things with you. You know, I've been calling people to be on the show, and we have become radioactive. The French Connection is, everybody's afraid, you know, and I'm going to name some names here, the people that are afraid. Michael Collins Piper, scared to death of being on our show. He don't want to be on. Called him up at his home, and he rustled me off the phone, and called him up at his work, and his secretary made believe he wasn't there, and all kinds of stuff. So, why? Because everybody's been told to stay away from us, including Mike Rivero and lots of them. Just stay away from French Connection. Ignore them. Marginalize them. Get rid of them. They're afraid of what we've been doing, ladies and gentlemen. You see, if there's nothing for them to fear, they wouldn't even bother threatening people away from our programming. But they do fear what we're saying. They do fear the facts that we've uncovered. They do fear the effort we're making. They do fear the thousands and thousands of people who tune in every day. You know, there are right now listeners out there. There are between 5 and 10,000 every single day. Now, that in a nation of 300 million seems very small. But if you take a look at other websites and other people and how other people are getting this message, their message out, the number between 5 and 10,000 is not small stuff. However, we're not growing as quickly as we need to. These people are never going to rest. They're always going to battle. They're always going to try to destroy, defame, defile. They're going to try to obfuscate and misinform and crush our truth. And unless we have more people tuning into these broadcasts, our effect is going to dwindle. Now, you know, the donations, as I've talked about in the past, are important, but they're secondary, clearly secondary to the numbers, to the people. You know, what good will us having our bills paid if no one's tuning in anymore, ladies and gentlemen, or if we get stuck at 7 or 8 or 10,000 people every broadcast? We can't stop here. We cannot stop here. This has to be just the beginning of this fight. We at the French Connection have begun contacting people over at, and we opened up a website over at MySpace under the name of Daryl Bradford Smith. We're going to put a link to that page on the French Connection. And you can become a supporter of Daryl Bradford Smith by becoming a friend of, by listing yourself as one of the friends of this broadcast by going to MySpace. You can put a pseudonym if you'd like. You can put your first name if you'd like. You can put any kind of information you'd like. But we would like to build a network outside of the normal channels, the fact seekers in this movement that we've kind of been stuck in for a while. We need to branch out. Eric and I have decided to branch out into some virgin areas, to some areas where we can start attracting new audiences and new people, and we've decided young people are the place to go. They are going to start feeling the pinch of activities that the government has been having against the country soon. And I believe, and Eric believes, and others that we've discussed this would believe, that it's only a matter of time before the young people begin to come on board to many of the facts, or at least start to research the facts. So our next branch is to try and recruit university age students into this movement. And of course, in the 1960s, it's what the government feared most, that they would lose control of the country because of the young people. So what did they do? They inflicted mass amounts of drugs, principally LSD, which was a government-designed and utilized substance. They poured it out on the streets of America to try and destroy any cohesion within the anti-war movement and the anti-government movement that was flourishing in the day. It worked, ladies and gentlemen. It really did diffuse, for the most part, the efforts that were made by the people of the late 60s and early 70s. And in fact, many of the rock and rollers that were brought up at that period were actually working for government agencies, including, some believe, the Rolling Stones and others from Britain. And Ozzy Osbourne and others like him. You'll notice today Ozzy is, he's the typical dirtbag he's always been, and he still flashes his devil-horned Sabaean movement, Lorian, Kabbalistic hand signal. What you don't know is he comes from Judaism. His wife does as well, a record executive's daughter. And so the whole thing has been a hoax. Now, they're trying similar things today. They're flooding drugs onto the streets. They're imprisoning more and more people for the drugs that they're flooding the streets with, intimidating and destroying cohesion on college campuses, and then moving the children and the young people away from caring about what's going on because they've confused the issues to the point where young people don't even know if up is down, right is left, or right is wrong. And as a result, ladies and gentlemen, what we've got today are 20-year-olds, 22, 25-year-olds who have not a single clue as to who has done this to the country, why they've done it, and how we need to come together and stop them. We intend to change this. Now, most of the listeners that tune in are in their late 30s, early 40s, and into their 50s. They're a generation before and after myself, but they've come to understand the lies that Israel has, I guess, foisted upon our public and poisoned our nation with the idea that the Jews are victims. And, of course, ladies and gentlemen, not all Jews are involved in this, as I have said so many times in the past, and I don't paint all Jews with the same broad brush, because it would be unfair to do so. However, there are a lot of Jewish people. There's actually a list out there of what they call self-hating Jews. If you go to this Masada 2000 website, they have a list of Jewish people. I even asked to be put on the list, and the guy said, well, we only list pricks, not cocksuckers, he said in his email response to me. which would be a typical response from someone like this person. This is exactly what he wrote back to me in an email. So what I wrote to him was, well, I'd rather be a cocksucker rather than a 3-year-old raping young boy defiling inbred. So that was my response to this cretin. But of course, ladies and gentlemen, these are just vitriolic little bashing sessions. I got a little bit of enjoyment out of throwing this pig some of his own activities, but these aren't the real fights. This is not how the battle needs to be waged. It has to be waged on a higher plane. And I should have known better than to get into a mudslinging bout with someone of this ilk. But frustration being what it is, I sometimes succumb to that frustration. And I must admit to you, I do get frustrated with the fact that we are floundering at 10,000 and can't rise substantially above that, even with the assistance of you listeners. And I wonder sometimes if we're not working hard enough, or we're not doing enough, or we're not saying enough, or we're not writing enough, or we're not researching enough, or we're not bringing forward enough facts for you. I can tell you that I have called everyone in my Rolodex to be on the programming today. Everyone. And to a man, I could either not get in touch with them or was turned down. Now, is that strange? It is. It is strange because I never had these problems in the past, not at this level at least. So it says to me that we are having a powerful effect. You know, if you check the name I Am the Witness into Google, you get 11,000 hits, ladies and gentlemen. That is an awful lot of information out there from I Am the Witness. It is making people that hate us for our truth very nervous. Eric and I have discussed this repeatedly. But that's got to be only the beginning, because if we start planting these seeds in people's minds, if we can get the number up from 20,000 who've listened to Benjamin Friedman to 50,000. 20,000 to 50,000, ladies and gentlemen. Take that Benjamin Friedman 40-minute download and send it every place. Post it everywhere. Indicate it needs to be listened to by everyone. Put it on your website. Put it on your web page, on your blog. Send it to forums. Put it on chat rooms. Message boards. We need to bombard the internet, ladies and gentlemen. This is our superhighway to the truth, to the facts. Come out swinging with me. Help me to defeat these people. Start understanding these facts on your own. There are self-made people out there. Some of you are very bright, very well-educated, very well-researched. Mike, Arizona. Christopher and many others have worked so hard. They've researched. They've looked into these things. You can become the experts. The information's there for you. We'll put you on anonymously on the show, or with your, just using your first name, and we can discuss the things you've researched. You can become the patriot. Geez, guys, you know, a year and 2 months ago, I was just some guy who called in a radio show. You know, and they never realized the monster they were creating, because, you know, the backstabbing that that John Stadtmiller has gone under with me, because I believe he's working for them. I really do. How else could somebody spend 14 years in this movement and still not conclude that the Zionist Jews are behind it all? How? Ask yourself that. Again, how could you come to any other conclusion and not say it, and then claim to be a patriot? Well, the fact is, ladies and gentlemen, you can't come to any other conclusion if you've done research. And even if you've been in this for a few years, you end up arriving at these facts. I came quicker to these truths because I spoke to a lot of very well-placed people who told me the truth privately. That's how I got here. Speaking to people who were not willing necessarily to go on air with what they knew, but they were willing to talk to me about it privately, and that they pointed me in the direction of the facts. And these facts always pointed to the same people, the Zionists and Israel. That's right. And that's how I got here so quick. But anybody else in this who's been it for 10, 12, 14 years, like Alex Jones, like John Stadtmiller, like Joyce and Dave. They know the facts. They don't share them. And then there's this guy, you know, I called him twice. I called him a month ago. Called him today again. Peter Khawaja. Don't know what is wrong with this guy except to think that he's missed his round of medications, ladies and gentlemen. My exact words to him were, "Hi, Peter. It's my name's Daryl Bradford Smith. I called you a month ago. How are you?" He says to me, "Yeah." I said, "Well, would you like to maybe do an interview today? Talk about whatever subject you'd like." "No." "Well, could we schedule something for later?" "No." I said, "Is there something wrong?" He said, and he stopped for a moment, and he said, "Well, I don't really want to talk about it." I said, "Well, why not? I mean, what's wrong?" He said, "Look, I got another call on another line." Click. Conversation over. Now, why would somebody do that to me? I don't know. My first impulse was that he has something wrong with him. My second impulse is that he's been threatened. And my third is that maybe someone told him something that he believes that's not true about Eric and I. In either of the three cases, that was not typical of the responses I've been getting. However, I've been getting responses from people that want to avoid working toward these facts. Can't say in all cases why. Don't know exactly why these things have transpired the way they have. However, I can tell you that I'm undaunted by these setbacks, because they are, in some small ways, setbacks. But yet, I think that putting these files together is causing great consternation with these terrible, terrible criminals. And I have to hope that more of you will bring people to these broadcasts, and more of you will bring people to the news that we place there, and the articles that we have, and the links we place, and these audio files. The French Connection is truly a premier site for factual research on Zionism in the world. And in fact, many of my collaborators are from the Jewish community. Now, that's not to say Eric and I are going to give any of this up because we can't get people to come on the program. We're going to have to find new people. We're going to have to drum up new support. We're going to have to make new efforts. And we are. We're trying. So, that's today's rant. We may add another section or segment to this this broadcast if efforts bear fruit today. So please, if you see a second section here, tune in, ladies and gentlemen. And if not, tune in tomorrow to more from the French Connection. Bye-bye.
Scotch and soda. But in your eyes, baby, do I feel high? Oh me, oh my. Do I feel dry martini, jigger of gin. Oh, what a spell.